getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Up to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, would you look at that? It's a perfect summertime day, and it's time for another edition of the Oompa Hour. What more can you ask for in a day, huh? Oh, yeah. Back with another hour of great old-time records for you, mostly polkas like we do every week here on the Oompa Hour. So glad to have you along with us for another round here. Big handful of records here, and you know what they're doing? They're screaming out to me that they have to be played. So that is my mission today, and I have chosen to accept it. Play this stack of records for you. So let's just get right to work, shall we, here on the Oompa Hour. Let's start out with The Naturals. Not a very positive titled song. I don't think there's any singing in it, so they could have called it anything, but they chose to call it the End of the World Polka. That is not a very cheerful title for the song. Here are The Naturals. That's The Naturals and the End of the World Polka. And like I say, you could have named that anything because it's an instrumental. It could have been the Happy Donuts Polka, but no, it's the End of the World Polka. Anyway, you're rolling along with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. If you've just stumbled upon this for the very first time and you're like, what the heck is going on there? That's what this is. It's old-time records played here on the Oompa Hour. We all play only records when we do the show. So every now and then you hear a few scratches. On a rare occasion, a couple times a year, maybe we have a record that skips. You know, it's all part of the patina. You know, if you're watching like Antiques Roadshow, you know, and they got something cool that's really old, you know, they always say, don't polish it, don't clean it up. That's the patina, makes it authentic. So this would be an authentic record from the Chet Dragon Orchestra and the Happy Polka Music. See, that's way better than the End of the World Polka, isn't it? Happy Polka Music, it's the Chet Dragon Orchestra.
another nickel in the Nickelodeon. Listen to the good old sound of happy polka music. Clap your hands and stomp your feet. Find a partner, feel that beat. Swing your girly round the room to happy polka music. Dancing leads to romancing, so find a pretty girl to twirl around. Get your feet up off the ground. Keep that jukebox going strong. Everybody sing along. Join in with us to the sound of happy polka music. So find a pretty girl to twirl around. Get your feet up off the ground. Keep that jukebox going strong. Everybody sing along. Join in with us to the sound of happy polka music.
Boy, Ted, does anybody else hear Teresa Brewer singing Put Another Nickel in the Nickelodeon when you hear them? Or that music. Was that not a hit for Teresa Brewer in the early 50s? I think it was. But you kind of had a little hint of that in that one from the Jet Dragon Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Every week we sit around these record players right here, turntables, they call them nowadays, and spin the old polka records. So glad to have you along with us for another show. I have Vlasta and her Altar Boys. what a name. And they're doing the Where's the Beef Polka, which is even a more bizarre name. Remember? What was her name? Clara Peller used to do those commercials. Was that Wendy's? Wendy's Hamburgers? Is that right? She used to open up like a burger from a competing restaurant. She'd go, "Where's the beef?" And then they'd show you the Wendy's burger, of course, which was far superior, I guess. But anyway, apparently Vlasta and the Altar Boys thought, well, that's a good theme for a polka. Why not?
Everyone has heard the news. There's no question what to choose. From each corner of this land, people shouting, it's so grand. It became a household word, spread throughout the whole wide world by a spinning satellite, flying high like a kite. Where's the beef? Bring the beef. Everyone looks for the beef. Where's the beef? Where's the beef? Everybody wants the beef. Where's the beef? Where's the beef? Come on, folks, join in this song. And when we sing it one more time, we'll all be beefing along.
And the quote that we will all take away from that one is, we'll all be beefing along. Vlasta and her Altar Boys Ah, yes, the Where's the Beef Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another one. I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour. There's a zillion different ways to do that, what with modern technology and all. Nothing simple anymore. You can't just, you know, just say, here's the phone number, here's the mailing address. There's a million ways now. So you could call or text to area code 218-259-2985. It's funny, the other day I saw that number written down somewhere, and I was like, man, that number looks familiar. And I couldn't think of what it was. Like, what is that number? Why do I have that written down? And I've been reading it on this show for, like, what, 3 years now? And I couldn't figure it out. But, 218-259-2985. And you can text, or you can phone and leave a message at that number. You can also email us, oompahour@aol.com, all one word, all small letters. Or track us down on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Is where you'll find us there. So any of those ways, you have a request or dedication or a question or whatever, we would be glad to help you out there. Paul Keen and the orchestra now on turntable number one. Here's the Frankfurter Polka.
Frankfurter.
But I've learned the lyrics to that song. Frankfurter! That's it. You got it right there. The Frankfurter Polka with Paul Keen and the orchestra. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show, a record that confuses me because it's on the JJ record label, which, of course, is Little Wally's record company, and it's almost always all Polish-style records on there, and we've deemed that to be German-style because you don't say Frankfurter in Polish. That'd be ridiculous. So it's in a green sleeve for a German-style record. The JJ record just looks wrong in the green sleeve. It's a terrible tragedy. Speaking of Lil Wally and his JJ record label, I have Lil Wally up next here on Turntable 2 at the Oompa Hour. Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys, you are my sweetheart now.
My baby now, your lips are red and sweeter than wine.
my baby, I don't mean maybe, from now until the end of time. Hey!
Thank you, boys.
There you go, Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys there. You are my sweetheart now on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Mexican polka music coming up in a second, but first I want to talk about a World of Accordions museum. You find it on Superior Street. No, on Belknap Street in Superior. That's the way it works. Superior, Wisconsin on Belknap Street. It's just across the bridge from Duluth, you know. You can hit them both in one afternoon real easy. And you want to pay them a visit, even if you're just curious. They have over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. They have a beautiful concert hall. They have one of the only places left in the world where they have a concertina and accordion repair and technician school. They do all kinds of concerts and jam sessions and groovy stuff. They have a gift shop. They have all sorts of historical information. It's a storehouse of great information about the music and the instruments and the musicians and the songwriters and everything. Check them out online if you get a chance. worldofaccordions.org is where you can find them on the internet. You find them right in Superior, Wisconsin on Belknap Street. And Duluth, Superior, great place to start a fantastic vacation heading up the North Shore. You know, it's not going to be long. We're going to be into the fall colors. And a few places look more spectacular when the leaves start changing color than the North Shore of Lake Superior. So check it out, worldofaccordions.org. All right, we don't get to this record very often. The Lovett Sisters, this is the Mexican Polka.
There's a polka that they're doing down in Mexico, called the Mexican Polka. Senorita, senor, dance around with the stars. Doing the Mexican polka. I met a senor one day, he stole my heart away. We danced to the Mexican polka. He held me so close, so he said he must go. Then he whispered these words to me: let's dance another one before you leave me. Dancing is so much fun. Parting will grieve me. There goes the band again. Everything's gay. Dancing is so much fun. Let's dance another one before we say goodbye. another one before you leave me. Dancing is so much fun. Parting will grieve me. There goes the bandit pin. Every Thanksgiving, dancing is so much fun. Let's dance another one before we say goodbye. Before we say goodbye.
That's the Lovett Sisters, the Mexican Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show every week, playing old-time records. Glad you're along with us this week. How about one from the Polka Dots? That's the Polka Dots with two T's to keep them separated from the Polka Dots that only have one T, I guess. The Polka Dots on Kuka Records out of Wisconsin. They're doing up the Keystone Polka. They have the Polka Dots, the two T's on dots, Polka Dots there, Keystone Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show is where you're tuned in today, whether you're listening via radio or internet stream or podcast or whatever you happen to be catching all the great polka music on this week. Glad to have you along. I just had this brochure sitting here, and I thought I would give them a plug. The International Polka Association, which, as you know, nonprofit organization dedicated to the preservation and advancement of polka music around the world, has their convention coming up. It's our International Polka Festival, and I don't know, maybe you're going to be in the area or you want to go. It's coming up Friday, August 31st, Saturday, September 1st, and Sunday, September 2nd. It's at the Millennium Hotel Buffalo, Buffalo, New York, but it's actually in Cheektowaga, New York is where the hotel is, but it's probably right by Buffalo, so they say Buffalo. It's the 49th Annual IPA Polka Music Hall of Fame and Music Awards Banquet that night, and the 50th Polka Festival goes on all 3 days, and a lot of good bands playing. They got Lenny Gamolka and the Chicago Push, They got Jackie Liberia and the Classics, the Boys, the IPA Tribute Band. Who else? The Cosmics, that's M-I-X, Ray J and the Carousels, the Ernie Freeman Orchestra, the News, that's K-N-E-W-S, the Polka Country Musicians. A lot of these folks you hear in the Oompa Hour because they've been playing since the day they made records. They're making CDs now, but they used to make records. Anyway, if you wanted to find out more, and you might, you can do that by calling, if you want, 800-2-POLKA. That's clever. 800-T-O-P-O-L-K-A. Or look it up at their website, which you should visit anyway, ipapolkas.com. And also the International Polka Association's on Facebook, facebook.com/ipapolkas. So anyway, I just want to get in a little plug for the guys there because they've been around 50th anniversary or 50th annual polka festival with the IPA. So there you have it. The Ambassadors are over here on turntable number one. They're doing one we all know. Here's Just Because. Polka Ambassadors, Just Because, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. You know, on this show, I'm used to being able to complain about something. Well, I was going to say, I got nothing to complain about. Weather's good. Things are good. You know what I have to complain about? And I think I complained about it on the show a few years ago. Dog poop. You want to talk about dog poop? We got a new cat living in the neighborhood. Well, by cat, I mean fellow. And he's got a great big dog. And I don't know anything about dogs, but it looks like the kind of dog that eats babies. And he lives down the block. And he comes out, walks down the sidewalk, and his dog poops on the boulevard right in front of our house every single time. And I'm not going to talk to him because the guy looks a little crazy. And like I say, the dog looks like it eats babies for lunch. So, and we don't really have an ordinance in this little town against leaving your dog crap all over town. And, yeah, but you can get a ticket for littering or trespassing. So I put up my trail cam, and I got some great movies, some great video of the guy with his dog doing his business in the yard and taking off on their merry way. And my wife's getting kind of tired of flipping all the dog poo out into the street. And my daughter and my grandkids are kind of sick of coming over to hang out with grandma and grandpa and having to get out on a car at the boulevard that's full of dog poo out in the yard there. So I finally had a little talk with the police, or as the young people call them, the po-po. They say that anymore? I think that's from a rap record. But we, I talked to the po-po about the poo-poo, and they're going to have a little chat with Mr. Baby-Eating Dog Man. And we'll see what happens. We had the same problem about 4 or 5 years ago. lady lived in the same apartment place, and she had two little wiener dogs, and she took them for a walk and always stopped in our bushes in the front yard off by the sidewalk and just let them crap all over. It was very disturbing. And finally, the dogs died and she moved away. I don't know whatever happened, what the deal was with that. But man, that was, I got great movies of her with her dogs out doing their business too. And it's funny because they don't know, obviously, that there's a camera out in the front yard. And you can see them. The dog stops to poo and they're looking around to see if anybody's looking. They're looking up at the house to see if anyone's looking. That's funny. They don't realize we got it. It's on YouTube. Anyway, so that's the only thing I got to complain about this week. I have the Ampleres over here, and they're ready to go with the Lucky 7 Polka. There you have it, Ampleres there with the Lucky 7 Polka. This is Tim Zupa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. We have Lucky 7 gas stations around here. I wonder if they know there's a polka named after them. Probably not. I like that. The Ampleres are on Ampole Records. That's what it says. Right? I'm trying to read the fine print, but there's just no chance that's happening. All right, I love playing a record by the Shimoleskis, no matter what iteration of Shimoleskis it happens to be. Whether it's the Shimoleski Funtime Band, the Shimoleski Band, the Shimoleski Orchestra, the Shimoleski Brothers, they're all the same operation. I don't know what the deal is with that. But if you were to say to the Shimoleski Brothers, what time is it?
Hey, it's polka time.
Well, what do you know?
What do you know? you know? There she goes.
Shemileski Brothers there, the What Do You Know Polka. This is Tim's Hoopa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and maybe it's time for me to just stop yakking and play more songs. What do you think, huh? How about the No Problem Polka? It's the Dick Pillar Orchestra.
Their slippers, so what else is new? Do I lose my temper on an average day? Instead, I simply smile, then I turn around and say, hey, hey, no problem, no problem. Just smile all day long, no problem, no problem. So what else can go wrong? Hey, hey, no problem, no problem. Just smile all day long, no problem. Give your mind a rest. When your brains are scrambled, you cannot do your best. Now just put your feet up, cause it's been a busy day. Doesn't it just feel so good to stare in space and say, hey, hey, no problem, no problem. Just smile all day long, no problem, no problem. So what else can go wrong? Hey, hey, no problem, no problem.
No problem. That's the Dick Pillar Orchestra. This is Tim's Hoopa Hour, your old-time oldies show, gathered around the record players playing the polkas here. I got to find a waltz, too. Holy cow, we're like two-thirds of the way through the show. I haven't even found a waltz yet. We always try to include a waltz in the show, so I'll work on that. You know, we already played the Frankfurter Polka. Who was it? Who sang that song? I don't remember. Wait, let me look back at the. Not that it matters. You know, I know it doesn't really matter, but I mentioned it. And all right, Paul Keane and the orchestra. And now, to follow up the Frankfurter polka earlier, now I have the sauerkraut polka. I mean, you know, really, why wouldn't you? It's the Earl Schmidt Band out of Cologne, Minnesota. And this is an oldie but a goodie, too, man. This record's got to be 50 years old if it's a day. So here we go, sauerkraut polka. The Earl Schmidt Band there, that's the Sauerkraut Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I mentioned earlier that I would find a waltz to play, and I did. Why am I not finding the sleeve that this record goes back into? You know, I try to run an organized show here. There it is! And I did find a waltz while you were listening to the Sauerkraut Polka. I found the Buffalo Brass, and they're doing the Send Me Some Lovin' Waltz. And this is longer than most of the records that we play by like a minute or so. So if you like to waltz, man, this is your opportunity. Dancers, if you're ready, get up from your chairs in the living room there, your kitchens, and your breakfast nooks, or wherever you happen to be. And here we go, Buffalo Brass. It's waltz time on the Oompa Hour.
Kisses. I still feel their touch. I need you so badly, and I miss you so much.
My days are lonely, my nights are so blue. Send me some loving, I'm waiting for you. some loving. Send it, I pray. How can I love you when you're far away? Send me your picture. Send it, my dear, so I can hold it and pretend you're here.
Can you send me your kisses? I still feel their touch. I need you so badly, and I miss you so much.
My days are lonely, and my nights are so blue. Send me some loving, I'm waiting for you.
Yes, the Send Me Some Love and Waltz. Not Big Finish, guys. Lovely flourish at the end there, guys. The Buffalo Brass. Send Me Some Love and Waltz on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We're spinning the old-time records. The only old-time radio show on the planet, and I checked the whole darn planet, that is actually done by an actual live guy playing actual records and actually talking about them, instead of just some darn computer playing the silly songs. My goodness. Fritz Bechtel with the Wingert Sisters and the Jolly Ramblers are coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Kebs Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Kebs Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, promise you this one. It's almost too many credits for singers on this one to fit them on the record label. It's Fritz Bechtel with the Jolly Ramblers and the Wingert Sisters, and Johnny's Got a Girlfriend.
how many years have gone since I heard them sing.
Johnny's got a girlfriend,
it is plain to see. I'm the girl he married, he belongs to me.
There you go, Fritz Bechtel with the Jolly Ramblers and the Winkert Sisters. And Johnny's Got a Girlfriend. Man, there's a lot of good records in this week's show, I'm telling you. And we're going to sneak one more in here. And I realized a couple of records back that last week I had promised you I was going to play a comedy bit that was actually a takeoff of the Lawrence Welk show that Stan Freberg did about 50 years ago. And it's funny. It's called Wonderful, Wonderful. And I was going to play it, and I totally forgot about it. And it's too long to sneak into what's left of the show this week. So I'm going to promise again to try to promise to remember to play it next week. It's just a funny bit. And it's a takeoff of Lawrence Welk. So it's got, the Wonderful, Wonderful and the polka jokes and the accordion jokes and all that good stuff in it. But I keep... I forgot about it this week, and I'll try to remember. I'll try to remember to pull the record out now, so it's just laying here in the studio when I do next week's show. But it's just a funny bit, and I think I've played it once in the show, and this is show number 230. So only getting it on once in that many shows. It's not like we're playing it a lot, you know. Well, let's go out with a girl group, shall we? Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls. Wasn't that an Elvis movie? Girls, Girls, Girls. I think it was an Elvis movie. I'm not sure. Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls get us out of here this week, though. And this is the Heartbeat Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. There you go, Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls. That was the Heartbeat Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour as we wrap up another show of spinning old-time records on the record player. Of course, there's plenty more to go. I'll never play all the records. I won't live that long. But I'm going to try, darn it.
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. To the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Request
requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a Polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Kemp's Records. We'll be back to do it again next week, same place, same time. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.